Now joining the program, we have head coach for Winona State football, Brian Bergstrom. Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Fresh off a big victory over Southwest Minnesota State on Saturday. You get the win 37-15. You bring home the sledge. What are your overarching thoughts from the victory on Saturday, Coach?
Overarching thoughts are proud of our guys for winning a football game. I mean, it brings us to 5-5, and we've fought and clawed and scratched, for every inch we've gained this year, and have an opportunity to go finish the year on a high note. But, I think there were ups and downs so far this in the season, but certainly ups and downs on Saturday in the game. And we know we didn't play our best, but good teams find ways to win games convincingly, even when they don't play their best. And we certainly did that, and proud of our guys for bringing the sledge back home.
Yeah, what does the sledge mean for you guys? Do you like these rivalry games? You know, it sort of adds that motivation factor when you have like a mascot or a trophy to take home. But what does the sledge mean to you in the few years that it's been in existence?
Yeah, I think I don't think it changes our level of compete or our effort or our focus. I think it's just an added kind of gravy on top, something fun.
Yeah.
You know, our guys brought it out to practice every day this week, and some of our freshman O-linemen even brought it to class with them and carried it around campus. It's huge. I mean, this is not a small traveling trophy, so quite a task in bringing it around campus. But whether there's a traveling trophy in a game or not, our guys have such an internal drive and inspiration to win and which means be their best, and hopefully it ends up our way on the scoreboard. And this league is just so balanced and so competitive, and you know, we're 5-5, and we could argue that we could be, you know, 7-3 right now, and so could Minot. Minot could have a much different record if a few plays go differently. So this weekend, it'll be two good football teams going at it that played a close game last year.
I'm going to get to all of what you said there, talking about the season and what could have gone differently. But first, I wanted to ask you about Cole. He had a great game, over 300 yards and two scores. He did have the one interception. But what have you noticed that has improved so much about Cole's play on the field since week one? And obviously, he's graduating this season, so we won't have him next year. But he still had a very good stretch of progression through week one to now in week, 9-10.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is Cole's resiliency on display, because he has had a roller coaster of a year, as have all of us. But you know, middle of the year, and we play Jackson Floatmeyer for a few games, and then Jackson gets hurt, and I think what you saw is Cole being at the time, being disappointed and frustrated and motivated to, when he gets another opportunity, to be his best. And I think what we're seeing is a much improved version of Cole. So he could have taken that one of two ways. One, pouted and been a bad teammate and not gotten better, which is the opposite of what he did. He encouraged Jackson, was a good leader, and got better. And so then when his opportunity came back, he's taken it and run with it. And he was, 2 weeks ago, was our player of the game. This last week, they give out a mini sledge to each team for player of the game on each side, and he won that. And so I think what you're seeing is just his toughness and his resiliency, and proud of him.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State football, Brian Bergstrom, you mentioned you get Minot to close out your regular season. It's a 10-hour drive. You're playing to stay above 500. How do you keep the guys motivated, locked in for this matchup this weekend?
Well, I don't think we're going to have any challenge with that. I think anytime you're getting close to the end, it requires it just brings about a certain focus level, a certain amount of squeezing everything you got left in. It was a close game last year. They're improved. They're 3-2 at home. It's their senior day. It might be a wintry, blustery game. So, kind of fun conditions to play in. And they're totally unique now. They play triple option on offense, and they got a unique defensive front. So it's going to require great attention throughout the week. And our guys want to be better than they were last year record-wise. So to get It may seem like a small change, 5-6 to 6-5, but it's huge in our eyes. So our guys are going to relish this week together, and I don't know what the score is going to be, but I know that we're going to play our best.
You sort of alluded to it earlier, Coach. You said that the records could be different in both of these teams ahead of Saturday. I could easily make the argument that if the ball bounces one way or the other in three of these games, I mean, you'd be 8-2 entering the last game of this season. But the record is the record. In each of the last two seasons, though, you've really improved throughout the year. But I'm wondering how you can get that success to start in week one, how you can become your best selves earlier in the season so you don't have to go through these lumps and bruises to become your better selves by week 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you. And I don't know that that's necessarily like an easy one-word answer or one-sentence answer, but that's going to be certainly what we're searching for as a staff and as leaders in the off season. And you know, it starts with the guys that are coming back, not losing any steam in our off-season workouts and having that high level of accountability and, you know, and really trying to create like a shorter learning curve for guys that are going to be young next year. Because every year you're going to have younger players, you know, guys that haven't played much, and you're going to have some guys that have played a lot and everything in between. But you're exactly right. We're light years better than what you were when we played Saginaw. How do we keep that same level and elevate it going into week one next year? And, you know, I think those are good off-season conversations, and ones that I think we could circle back on throughout the off-season or in spring ball or next summer to talk about how we've addressed it, and then we'll see if it works. You know, that's the thing with sport is you figure out if it works after the fact a lot of times. So I can tell you this, though, that we're trying our absolute best. I have peace in my heart because I know our program. Would we like to be 8-2 right now in the playoff hunt and conference title? You bet. And are we far from that? No, we're not. It's a few bounces, but we're not going to let the record determine our joy for the game or our path to get better, and we're going to keep giving everything we got.
I understand what you're saying, and we're speaking with Brian Bergstrom, head coach for Winona State football. I know that you're big on you win the day and you win with your effort and your work and all this stuff that goes into it, but like you say, like, can we look back on this season and look at it sort of as a positive or not? And I know that there's a lot of positive things that you can sort of point to and say, we got better here, we got better there, we grew our culture, which is always important. But how do you get that success in the record?
Yeah, I think you got to have faith in everything that you just said. That it's going to pay off even when you don't have that's the nature of faith, right? You don't have all the proof right away and you're believing in what you're doing. And I think a big part of it comes down to, okay, we have this, what we believe is a growing, positive, healthy, competitive culture, with a staff that cares about our guys, with leaders that pour a lot in, and sometimes we come up short on the field. So I think it comes down to, one, we got to get better at what we do, like football wise, put in priority in spring football. And two, we got to get better and better players. And that's recruiting and that's some transfers. And that's not a knock on our team. I love our team and we have talent, but that's the whole point of recruiting, right? Is to continue to elevate the ceiling and the floor of the program, because when you look at the best teams with the best records, I think objectively speaking, they would have the most talent and the most depth of talent. And that's not to say, well, it's this person, you know, it's the player's fault or it's their fault. No, it's as a program, we got to get better in all ways. And some of that is we got to get more talent and we got to make our talent better. And we got to make our talent that we have internally more trustworthy and do the work. But a part of it's going out and getting it. And then in today's day and age when everyone seems to, I shouldn't say everyone, a lot of places seem to feel like the answer is to leave if you don't get what you want right away and call it the landscape of college sports, we have to do a great job of training and retaining our own roster. You can't just assume everyone's coming back because it's different now. It's easy to transfer, and culture says, "Oh shoot, if you didn't play as much as you wanted, or you played more, it could be because you didn't play enough. It could be because you played too much and you think you can play at a higher level, and everything in between. People are leaving college programs all over the place. So we have to do a great job in recruiting and getting new talent in, and we got to do a great job of retaining our talent that is here, and don't let them leave.
You talk about that talent. We've talked, you and I have talked extensively about, you know, getting bigger in the trenches, getting more successful in the trenches, winning those battles in the trenches. But elsewhere, you know, what have you noticed this season about this team to where you really want to improve to compete at the top of the NSIC? And I know you're not going to give away all your secrets, but give us an idea of where you're focusing on improving that talent that you talk about.
Well, I think, you know, every year the easy answer is you're trying to do it everywhere.
Sure.
Because we wouldn't turn down an upgrade of talent at any position, certainly. And it's most noticeable in the trenches, so we'll always start up front, O-line and D-line. I think, you know, so in areas that we're going to be focusing on, certainly in the offseason, is in our secondary. And making sure we have a lot of guys graduating in the secondary. We have a lot of experienced players. So, that will be a key on defense. Obviously in the kicking game with Jacob Scott being a senior, we have some good internal talent and we'll look, outside as well. And then on offense, you know, the obvious position where you're losing a starter is at quarterback. But unique with Jackson playing this year, and having great faith in what he can do. So, but I think O-line, D-line, and the secondary would be key areas that, you know, to answer your question of where our focus is going to be first.
We're talking a lot about end of the season. You still got a game ahead, so I'll ask you to conclude here. You know, what's the focus coming into Saturday with all the ulterior things going on? You're taking them on against a senior day crowd. You got the long drive. It'll be cold. What's the focus come Saturday afternoon?
In one word, the focus is to finish. And I think that's a trait of a great team, but it's also a trait of a great high-character man. It's like, finish the job that you started. And finish the job to honor the work that you've put in, and to honor your teammate, and to honor the seniors, to honor like the future program or the future classes that are going to come in, because this is foundational for next year's team and the momentum we can build into the off season. And you know, so the focus is there. And then how do you do that? I think you got to have great discipline, because it might not play the triple option on offense, totally unique to what we've seen. And then on defense, they have a lot of stand-up guys. You don't know where guys are going to end up. It's going to be a unique look there. They're improved. They're 3-2 at home. It's senior day. So having great discipline and consistency, great communication, keeping our composure. The game got chippy last year. Keeping our composure to play with an edge, but don't let it go too far. And you mentioned it. We got to be able to handle the long trip. And not only handle it and survive it, but thrive in it and be great despite the long trip and the weather. And you know, 2 years ago, that was my first game as the head coach, was at Minot State. And then, you know, 34 games later, or that will be the 34th game, you know, playing up there again at the end of the year. So it's kind of given me some perspective too of just, man, there's been a lot of highs, a lot of lows, but a cool journey over the last three seasons with these guys.
That's head coach for Winona State football, Brian Bergstrom. Just let me know if I got to get in the gym and start working the right leg, coach. I'm all in for an open tryout for the kicking spot. I think I got a couple of years of eligibility. Just saying, though. Just throwing it out there, coach.
I'll keep that in mind. I got you on speed dial.
Exactly. All right. Thank you so much, coach. Appreciate it. That's Brian Bergstrom.
Thank
Always
you.
A pleasure. And we'll talk soon. Good luck this Saturday.
Thank you.